This is side one of Hot Dots tape two. This side begins with section five, global search and replace, and continues through section six, braille printer interfaces. Side two begins with section seven, hot dots at the command line, and continues through section eight, appendix.
Section five. Global search and replace. What you can do with global. Hot Dot's power is greatly increased by global search and replace. One of its most important features is its ability to reformat files from other word processing systems. It also allows you to define your own keyboard shortcuts for words and phrases that you type frequently, or for strings of $$ formatting commands. For example, if you have to type University of Wisconsin-Madison a lot, you can substitute UWM, then globally replace it later. If you're switching between indented and outdented paragraphs frequently, you can enter semicolon, semicolon, semicolon when you want to indent, and equals, equals, equals when you want to outdent. Then replace those strings with $$ML0$$I5 and $$ML8$$I-3 later. There are two main ways to use global search and replace. One is to use files containing rules that are already stored on disk, one you wrote and saved, or one we supplied with Hot Dots. The other way is to write the rules when you need them by answering Hot Dots prompts. Before we discuss these methods in detail, we need to define some terms. The tools you need. To use global search and replace, you need a rules file. A rules file tells global what to search for and what to substitute when it finds it. The rules file we supplied with Hot Dots are easily identifiable by the file extension RUL. A rules file consists of one or more transformation rules. A transformation rule consists of a find string and a change to string. The find string is what you're looking for. When global search and replace finds the characters in the find string, it removes them from the text. It replaces them with the characters in the change to string. You can enter any character in your find and change to string that you can type. Each string may be up to 80 characters long. The change to string may be longer, shorter, or the same length as the find string. End each string by pressing enter. When you've written all transformation rules you want, press enter by itself at the find prompt to end the rules file. Using global search and replace. Choose option 1 from the main menu. Hot Dots prompts for the name of the input file, the one you want to change. Hot Dots then, page 40, prompts you for the name of the output file, the changed file created by the global search and replace function. Using global search and replace is a great way to correct misspelled words and make other straightforward replacements quickly. Hot Dots then asks, use replacement rules from a file? Answer no if you want to write a new set of rules on the spot. Answer yes when you want to use a set of rules that already exist. Loading a rules file from disk. When you choose to load a rules file from disk, you type the name of the file indirectly. You can only load one rule file from disk anytime you use global. However, that rules file can have multiple entries. Press enter to signal that you have entered the name of the rules file that you want to use. When global has found the file on disk, the replacement begins. If global does not find the rules file, you receive an error message and global terminates. Be sure that the rules file you plan to use is on the disk you specify. When you tell global to find a rules file on disk, you must type the file name and the extension. If you have created a rules file without an extension, you must type a period at the end of its name. When you are using global, try to avoid the temptation to name your output file to overwrite an existing file. If you try to overwrite your input file, you will regret it. Either global will terminate or you will have a very big mess as global tries to write data in the file before the file has been completely read. If you overwrite another file on disk, you may be surprised by what is in the output file. When the file being overwritten is longer than the output file, there will be extra text at the end of the output file. You will not lose text, but it will not be pretty. How long global search and replace takes depends on several factors: the length of the file and the number of transformation rules. Longer files and many rules take more time than shorter files and few rules. An example of using the rules file would be to use the strip period RUL file supplied on your Hot Dots disk. This rules file locates all high bit characters, non-ASCII characters 129 through 256, removes the 8th bit, and strips all control characters except carriage return, line feed, form feed, and tab from a file. This produces a file that is usable by the Hot Dots translator and formatter. Other rules files supplied on the Hot Dots disk are CRLF.RUL, which changes occurrence of two carriage return line feed pairs to space $P space, and a single pair to a space. Space.RUL, which changes two spaces to one, and FIXTXT.RUL, which combines page 41. The changes of both CRLF.RUL and Space.RUL in one rules file. Creating a rules file. When you tell Hot Dots that you don't want to load a rules file from disk, it begins prompting for transformation rules. First, it reminds you, press Enter to end each find and change to string. To end the file, press Enter alone at the find prompt. Then it prompts, find. Type in the exact characters you want to search for. Global Search and Replace is very literal-minded. For example, when you want to replace a string of characters that sometimes appears in uppercase and sometimes in lowercase, you must write a separate transformation rule for each case. Global Replace does not consider cap A to cap Z to be the same as A to Z. Press Enter to end each find string. After you enter a find string, Hot Dots prompts, change to. Again, type in exactly the characters you want to appear in your new file. Press Enter to end each change to string. When you're finished writing transformation rules, press Enter by itself at the find prompt. How long replacement takes depends on the same factors as for an already written rules file. Here's an example of entering transformation rules directly. The author always misspells the word occurrence and uses a typing shortcut to represent Hot Dots. After creating this rules file, we want to save it to use it again later. Reader's note, the following is exact word-for-word computer dialogue. Main menu, enter option. 1. Enter. Global search and replace. Input file, rough.txt, enter. Output file, smooth.txt, enter. Load transformation rules from disk, N, enter. Press Enter to end each find and change to string. To end the file, press Enter alone at the find prompt. Find. OCCURENCE. Enter. Change to. OCCURRENCE. Enter. Find. Cap H cap D. Enter. Change to. Hot Dots. Enter. Find. Enter. Save transformation rules to disk? Y, enter. Enter file name. Spellfix.RUL, enter. Search and replace started. Entering control characters in transformation rules. You can enter control characters in your find and change to strings. Alert Hot Dots to the fact that the next character you, page 42, type will be a control character by pressing Control V. V is for a verbatim. Then type the control character itself. For example, your favorite word processing system uses two carriage returns and five spaces to begin paragraphs. You want to change that to Hot Dots paragraph indicator, space $P space. Since pressing Enter marks the finish of a rule entry, you cannot specify to search for Enter by pressing Enter. Enter is also known as Control M, Control J, or carriage return line feed. If you want to put more than one control character in a rule, you must enter Control V before each one. Type the find and change to strings like this. Find, Control V, Control M, Control V, Control J, Control V, Control M, Control V, Control J, space, 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 enter. Change to, space, $P, space, enter. The Control V is very important. In the example above, if you didn't press Control V first, Hot Dots would interpret the first Control M as the end of the find string, and hence the end of your transformation rules. You will need to investigate your word processing system to determine what control characters are used in formatting. In most instances, you will find that pressing Enter in the text editor generates two control characters, carriage return line feed, or Control M, Control J. correcting mistakes. When you're writing transformation rules, you can use the backspace key to erase mistakes before you end a string with enter. However, you cannot use the escape key to return to the beginning of the string. Once you've pressed enter, there's no way to go back and correct a mistake. Saving a rules file. Before Global Replace transforms your file, it asks, save rules to disk, Y or N. When you answer N for no, the Global Search and Replace function begins and you're returned to the main menu when finished. When you answer Y for yes, you're prompted for the name of a rules file. Type the file name and extension. If you do not give a file extension, you must still type a period after the name the next time you want to use it with Global. After the rules file is saved, Global begins. Editing a rules file. You can edit a rules file just as you can edit any other file. Each transformation rule appears on a single line with hexadecimal values for control characters. The find string appears first, then a vertical bar separates it from the change to string. Do not delete this bar or enter any extra vertical bars. If you did, the structure of the rules file would be changed, and hotduts would not be able to use the rules file correctly. You can add, delete, or change text, but the vertical bar must remain in the same relative position, separating the page 43, find and change to strings. A control character in a find string or a change to string is represented in the rules file with the tilde character as an identifier followed by its ASCII value expressed in two hexadecimal digits. For example, the carriage return, control M, is represented in rules files as tilde 0D. If you want to insert control characters in a rules file using an editor, you must use this tilde ASCII hex representation. A tilde or vertical bar character in a find string or change to string is saved in a rules file in this fashion also. Tilde as tilde FE and vertical bar as tilde FC. You can also use this representation scheme when Global is accepting rules from the keyboard. Things to think about. Global Search and Replace is very literal-minded. When you create a find string, it searches for exactly what you tell it to. If you're not careful, you can replace more or less text than you intend. Let's look at a couple of examples. Replacing too little. You write an article in which you use the term word processors a lot. You want to change every instance to word processing programs. So you write a transformation rule using word processors as the find string and word processing programs as the change to string. Run Global Replace and surprise yourself by how fast you have a new version. Later, you want to know why you didn't change every instance. You look again and realize that the unchanged word processors all begin sentences. Also, when you use the singular word processor, it remained unchanged. Lowercase word processors are not the same as uppercase word processors in Global Replace, nor can Global Replace deduce that you really mean to replace singular as well as plural cases. There are two ways to avoid this problem. One way is to write separate rules to find lowercase word processor, lowercase word processors, and uppercase word processors. The other way is to omit the troublesome letters. Specify a find string of ORD processor and a change to string of ORD processing program. In this example, specifying the singular case in the find string also takes care of the plural case. This may not always be so. Be wary of trying this trick when the plural form of a word or phrase is irregular. Replacing too much. There's a flip side to this warning. You could replace more than you bargain for instead of less. Let's say you write another article about how to generate correct Braille format using a computer. You get tired of typing the words print page, page 44, indicator, and substitute PPI. Later, you write a transformation chapter that finds PPI and replaces it with print page indicator. You run Global Replace and print out your article. You proofread it and discover that your article now contains words like flip print page indicators and flop print page indicators, where it used to say flippies and floppies. Remember, if you're going to invent typing shortcuts, make sure the characters you choose are unique enough that they won't pop up in unlikely places. The strings of three punctuation characters shown at the beginning of this section are good examples. Equals, equals, equals. is unlikely to appear in your text embedded in something else. Actually, there's another solution to the problem in this example. Although the letters PPI aren't an ideal typing shortcut because they can be found embedded in many other words, all is not lost if you have a file full of them before you realize the danger. It's unlikely that there are any other words in your file that begin with the letters PPI. Take advantage of this fact and begin both your find and change to strings with a single space. Space PPI and space print page indicator. The words flippies and floppies no longer match the find string exactly, so they're left intact. Executing transformation rules in order. Another thing to keep in mind is that Global Replace executes transformation rules in order. For example, let's say you want to replace every carriage return followed by a paragraph indicator, enter, space, dollar P, space, with a skip line indicator, space, dollar S, space, and replace all other carriage returns with a single space. If you wrote the transformation rule to change the carriage return to a space first, the other rule won't work. It would never find enter, space, dollar P, space, because each of these strings would already have been changed to space, space, dollar P, space. To put this another way, write rules to change more specific character patterns before writing rules to change general patterns, especially when the find string for the general case is contained within the find string for the more specific case. Keep in mind the concept of executing rules in order, even when they're contained in separate rules files. For example, you want to change two control characters in a file from another word processing system to hotdots $$ format commands, then remove all remaining control characters from the original file. You must globally replace the two control characters before running strip period RUL. If you use strip period RUL first, you wouldn't be able to replace two selected control characters because they'd already be gone. Page 45. How Global Search and Replace works. Global Search and Replace executes transformation rules in order. It starts at the beginning of your file. It compares the first find string to the first characters in the file, according to how many characters are in the find string. For example, when there are 8 characters in the first find string, it compares them to the first 8 characters in the file. Then it compares the next find string to the first characters in the file, then the third find string, and so on through all the rules. When all the rules have been compared once, Global shifts to the second character and repeats the process of comparing each rule, and so on for all characters in the file. Whenever it finds a match, it deletes the characters in the find string from the file and replaces them with the characters in the change to string. Using Global Search and Replace with other programs. It doesn't take long to realize that there must be an easier way to clean up a print file for Braille format. By using your word processor with Global Search and Replace and formatter options of hotdots, the results can be quite nice. Think of your word processor and hotdots as being complementary in accomplishing the goal. The hotdots Global Search and Replace does exactly as its name implies. Search out characters and replace them with other characters. Remember that Global Search and Replace is quite literal, unable to distinguish between hard and soft carriage returns, for example. Your word processor may be of assistance in getting around this literal-mindedness. Most word processing programs have some search and replace capability, varying in sophistication. Word processors indicate the beginning of a new paragraph by two carriage returns. If the user wishes to force a new line, a carriage return is entered to indicate this. Getting hotdots global to change two carriage return line feeds to space dollar P space is easy, but maintaining the desired hard carriage return line feeds while getting rid of the soft carriage returns is not possible. Use your word processing search and replace option if it allows you to view all the control characters as well as codes. Tell the program to look for occurrences of carriage return line feed, carriage return line feed, and change them to space dollar P space. To maintain the ability to force a new line without confusing hotdots global, change every occurrence of carriage return line feed to space dollar L space. It is important to change the double carriage return line feeds to space dollar P space before changing single carriage return line feeds to space dollar L space. When you send your file to hotdots global, the soft page 46 carriage returns will get removed from the document since hotdots interprets them as hard carriage return line feeds, and you get formatted Braille with paragraph indents and new lines when desired. Some search and replace options of certain word processors may not allow the user to change carriage return line feeds to other characters. If this is the case, there is a workaround. Instead of entering two carriage returns to indicate a paragraph, enter space dollar P space instead. When you wish to force a new line, enter space dollar L space. These two format indicators will not be interpreted by the formatter of the word processor, but if the file is to be used with hot dots, there is no problem. The formatter within hot dots knows what to do with these format indicators. Entering format commands in a word processor. Instead of having to figure out what different format codes your word processor uses so global replace and hot dots can be used to change them into dollar-dollar commands, you can directly enter the hot dots formatting commands and indicators. Your word processor will not act on them if they were sent to an embosser via a print command. But the formatter within hot dots will interpret them correctly and act upon them accordingly. Enter the commands as described in the formatting section, and the end result will be properly formatted Braille. One word of caution, however. Although you are entering the format indicators for paragraphs and new lines in the text, as well as the format commands, it is important that you run the file through Hot Dots Global Search and Replace to remove the soft carriage return line feeds from your text. Also remember that in Braille, one space separates the end punctuation of a sentence from the beginning of the next sentence. If two spaces are placed in text, use Global Search and Replace to change the two spaces to one. By letting your word processor and hot dots work together, the end result will be properly formatted Braille in print. By doing much of the initial work in the familiar environment of your word processor, and then calling upon the various utilities of hot dots to further prepare the data, perform a grade 2 translation, formatting, and printing, you will have more control over your formatted text. Page 47. Section 6, Braille Printer Interfaces. Hot Dots supports the Cranmer, LED120, and Otsuki Braillers, as well as Dipner Dots method of Braille production. In addition, the Teal, Emboss, VersaPoint, and Romeo are supported through the Vanilla driver. Most Braillers run with this driver, like most people are willing to eat vanilla ice cream if given to them. You can access the Braillers through Dots by selecting Option 5, Output to Printer, or by invoking the appropriate program, Cranmer, LED120, Otsuki, or Dipner. You may get better use of your system if you use the DOS print command instead of vanilla. With the DOS print command, you can use your computer as a printing continues in the background. Using DOTS or the vanilla driver, you are running a program that the computer waits for. With the DOS print command, you can also list up to 10 files to print, perhaps several copies of the same file. When you use one of four special driver programs at the command line to create Brailler-ready output file, you can print the resulting file with the DOS print command. When your Brailler does not require one of the four special drivers, it is vanilla, you can use the DOS print command directly on the file created by the formatter. This approach requires working at the command line. For clarification of such examples in this section, see Section 7. Cranmer Brailler. Using DOTS. To print using DOTS, select Option 5, Output to Printer, then Option 1, Output to Cranmer Brailler. The dialog looks like this. Reader note, the following is word-for-word computer dialog. A greater than, DOTS, enter. Main menu, enter a number. 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number. 1, enter. What is the form length? Default is 25, question mark. Enter. Input file. File, period, BFM, enter. Printing. A greater than. The form length is the number of lines per Braille page. This must match the form length for the Cranmer for pages to line up, page 48, properly. If you answer the form length question by pressing Enter, the form length is set to 25, the default value. Printing from a command line. You can print from a command line using the command CRANMER space slash F equals number space file period txt, where number is the form length of the Cranmer. If you leave out the slash f equals number, Cranmer defaults to form length 25. You can direct output of the Cranmer program to a file which can be printed using print. This is done by specifying an output file in the command line. You can do other things while DOS prints the file in background. Here is an example. A greater than, CRANMER space file period BFM space file period CRN. A greater than. Print space file period CRN. Printing using pipes. Cranmer takes input from a pipe and sends output to the printer port if activated using pipes. Here is an example. A greater than BT space slash P space file period TXT space vertical bar space FTEXT space slash P space slash B space slash W equals 42 space slash F equals 25 space vertical bar space CRANMER space slash F equals 25 space slash P. File period TXT is translated to Braille using the translator, formatted for Braille, and printed using a form length of 25. LED 120 Brailler. Printing using dots. To print using dots, select option 5, output to printer, then option 2, output to LED 120. The dialog looks like this. A greater than, dots, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number, 2, enter. Is this an older LED 120 model? Question. N, enter. Input file, file period BFM, enter. Printing. A greater than. You must answer the question about LED model correctly to ensure pages are separated properly. Older LED 120s use a control K for form feed rather than control L. If in doubt about whether to answer yes or no, try each to see which works best. Printing from a command line. You can print from a command line using the command LED 120 space slash K space file period BFM for older LED 120s or LED 120 space file period BFM for newer. Page 49, LED 120s. You can direct output of the LED 120 program to file, which can be printed using print. This can be done by specifying an output file in the command line. You can do other things while DOS prints the file in the background. Here is an example. A greater than, LED 120 space file period BFM space file period LED. A greater than, print space file period LED. Printing using pipes. LED 120 takes input from a pipe and sends output to the printer port if activated using pipes. Here is an example. BT space slash P space file period TXT space vertical bar space FTEXT space slash P space slash B space slash W equals 40 space slash F equals 27 space vertical bar space LED 120 space slash P space slash W equals 40. File period TXT is translated to Braille using the translator, formatted for Braille, and then printed. Otsuki Brailler. Using dots. To print using dots, select option 5, output to printer, then option 7, output to Otsuki Brailler. The dialog looks like this. A greater than, dots, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number, 7, enter. Input file, file period BFM, enter. Printing, A greater than. Printing from a command line. You can print from a command line using the command Otsuki, spelled O-H-T-S-U-K-I, file period BFM. You can direct output of the Otsuki program to a file which can be printed using print. This can be done by specifying an output file in the command line. You can do other things while DOS prints the file in background. Here is an example. A greater than, O-H-T-S-U-K-I, space, file period BFM, space, file period O-H-T. A greater than, print, space, file period O-H-T. Page 50. Printing using pipes. Otsuki takes input from a pipe and sends output to the printer port if activated using pipes. Here is an example. BT space slash P space file period TXT space vertical bar space FTEXT space slash P space slash B space slash W equals 40 space slash F equals 26 space vertical bar space OHTSUKI space slash P. File period TXT is translated to Braille using the translator, formatted, and printed using a form length of 26. Dipner dots. Braille can be produced on some inkprint printers using a technique known as Dipner dots. Randy Dipner of Colorado pioneered the idea of making simple modifications to a Daisy Wheel printer to produce Braille. Many people have been using his ideas. We think it's only fair to call his method Dipner dots to acknowledge his idea. To produce Dipner dots, you must use a Daisy Wheel printer. Dot matrix printers do not work. The Daisy Wheel printer must have several characteristics. First, the printer must be able to hit fairly hard with its hammer. Second, to obtain correct spacing of Braille dots, you must be able to set horizontal pitch so that characters are 1/5 of an inch apart, and vertical pitch is 8 lines per inch. The Dipner dots method may not work on any printer which does not meet these specifications. The Dipner dot method uses a single character, such as a period or center dot, to emboss dots into lightweight paper backed by a soft roller. Although you do not produce Library of Congress quality dots, the dots are quite readable. This is not recommended for schools or transcriber groups, but it may be just the ticket for a blind professional in an office setting. The most important modification needed for the printer is to change the roller. There are two approaches. One is to wrap some soft material around the existing roller, but then switching from print to Braille and Braille to print can be a bit of a production. You can also get a spare roller and have it wrapped with soft material. Then switching modes literally just means switching rollers. If you decide to go this latter route, there are two steps. First, buy a spare roller for your printer. This could cost about $100. Next, find a computer or office supply dealer who will be able to recover your roller with a low-resilience material. Ask for 30-durometer rubber. Durometers are a unit of measurement of resilience. For a Brother printer, you may be able to buy a spare roller already recovered in soft rubber from your local Brother printer dealer. You can take an ordinary roller and wrap it with a soft material, such as flannel rubber sheeting, available from page 51, medical supply houses. You need a layer several millimeters thick. Some of the early experiments in this area used bicycle inner tubes. If you do wrap your roller, you alter the form length. Form length is based on the number of times the roller spins. If you change the diameter of your roller, the form length changes. You have to follow some basic precautions. If the roller is not seated securely, the print head will get out of adjustment. If you change print hammers, make sure you do it right. These physical adjustments to your printer are tedious, but necessary for reasonable quality Dipner dots. If possible, remove the print ribbon to save it for print text. Also consider getting a separate print wheel reserved for Dipner dots printing only. Dipner dots uses only one print character to emboss, and that one will eventually wear down. If you can get a metal print wheel, it will last much longer. When your printer is all set up to emboss readable dots, you then need to set up the right interface and printing instructions. You probably have to send an escape sequence to your printer to set the proper horizontal pitch, 1/5 of an inch, and vertical pitch, 8 lines per inch. This can be done by creating a file containing the escape sequence to set the horizontal and vertical pitches and printing using print to use your Dipnerized printer before sending a Dipner file. There is a file on the Hot Dots disk labeled Dipner period SET, which you can print it with DOS to set the appropriate escape sequences. Make sure that auto line feed is turned off. Files to be printed using Dipner dots should be in computer Braille. The carriage width of the file should be 1/3 of the width of the printer, since it takes 3 inkprint characters to make 1 Braille character. Printing using dots. To print a file using dots, select option 5, Output to Printer, then option 3, Using Dipner dots. The dialog looks something like this. A greater than, dots, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number, 3, enter. Carriage width, default is 80, question mark, enter. Input file, file period BFM, enter. Printing, A greater than. If you answer the carriage width question with just an enter, carriage width is set at 80 characters per line. Since Dipner dots uses 3 characters for each cell, this will give you a page 52, Braille output of 26 cells per line. If you have formatted your file at a wider carriage width, words will break in the middle. When you formatted your text, you gave as your carriage width the maximum number of Braille cells per line. To get the corresponding Dipner carriage width, multiply the desired Braille carriage width by 3 and add 2. Answer the carriage width question with this number. For example, if you formatted your text with a carriage width of 40, answer the Dipner carriage width question with 122. Printing from a command line. You can print from a command line using the command DIPNER space slash W equals number file period BFM, where number is the Dipner carriage width, or DIPNER space file period BFM to use the width of 80. You can print the output of DIPNER to a file to be printed using print. This is done by specifying an output file in the command line. You can do other things while DOS prints the file in the background. Here is an example. A greater than DIPNER space file period BFM space file period DIP. A greater than print space file period DIP. Printing using pipes. DIPNER takes input from a pipe and sends output to the printer port if activated using pipes. Here is an example. BT space slash P space vertical bar space FTEXT space slash P space slash B space slash W equals 26 space slash F equals 24 space vertical bar space DIPNER space slash P. File period TXT is translated to Braille using the translator, formatted for Braille using a carriage width of 26, and then printed with DIPNER using the corresponding DIPNER carriage width of 80, the default.
This concludes side one of tape 2. Turn this tape over to continue with section 7.